Today we are going to begin a short series building on what has already been said. We have talked about how the first word of God is the creation, and that God is the ground of our being, and that God is alive in each and every one of us, and alive in every person on the planet. Whether they recognize the presence of God in their life or not, God is there, and has been there from the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation. And a lot of us have always been really animated by that sense of why God is alive in us, and tried to live that out. And part of it, we feel a calling to be here at All Saints. And today we're going to begin a series where people from the congregation are going to come forward and share what it means to be a part of this community. For we are part of the universal community of God, Christians and non-Christians alike. We're all part of the company of God, though some of us understand it in slightly different ways. So Carol is going to introduce the series, and then Graham is going to speak, but I also hope that we can have volunteers, you who are here, to join us in this journey of sharing what it means to be here as a member of a progressive Christian community in Agassiz. And so I now turn the mic over to Carol to start the journey. I'm going to give her my microphone on the recording as well, as much as I can. No, just hold it. Oh. Put your finger on that. Oh, the active part of the microphone. No, that's the active part of the microphone. It's already on. There you go. Good. I'll stand here.
Good morning. I'm not very technologically advanced. We had a very frail beginning when I first came to this church. And in 2007, the diocese decided that we would be one of the first people to take part in the MAP process, which is ministry assessment process. Process involved a couple of meetings a week in various churches, mainly Chilliwack, Sardis, Hope, and us, looking at whether, in fact, this church could continue to exist. We were probably about 8 or 9 congregants at the time. In that early period of MAP, which started in 2007, I think about this time of the year, Ginny and Fred were part of it. I was the coordinator. It was Graham, who was our Sunday supply priest, suggested that we have a congregational storytelling event. And that's what we hope to recreate. I love history. We're living history here. Everyone had a chance to volunteer, to have advance notice of this. At that time, there were 22 regular attendees. 16 people gave their testimony, you might say, of why All Saints Agassiz was important to them. And I can tell you that it was an extremely powerful event. We did it all in one day. We came away saying, wow, we can survive. We've got the energy, we've got the interest, the dedication of people. And the longest attending parishioner, probably you remember Jean Hope, she had been doing flowers here at the church for over 60 years at that time, every single Sunday. The church is more than a place of worship, and we understand that. There was a feeling when people came into the church, the building, that there's a spirit here, there's a feeling here that is really, really special. And we have a lot of people now that are new attendees. And we want everyone to have a chance to share in their feelings. We always have been told, and Jenny and I were talking this morning, that this is a friendly place. People feel welcome when they come here. And we want that to continue. And so part of what we're looking at now is with your thoughts. Thanks. We'll continue that feeling. And for me, I've always found this within my heart, that this is a place to come and to give. And the pioneers of this area, our history has created just a wonderful thing to carry on. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I really appreciate you kicking it off and giving us the spirit of people sharing why they are here and the vision of All Saints. Graham is a relatively new person in our community. Graham, good morning, and what would you like to share with us?
First of all, I noticed how friendly Dave is. Very friendly. relatively newcomer. We've been in Agassiz for 2 years, Jillian and I, and we have a history with of our own with the church, in the fact that Jillian went to the Anglican Cathedral in Calcutta, Anglican Church in India. I was Anglican in Yorkshire in England, and a choir boy. I won't get into the story of why I became a choir boy or how. However, we moved to Canada. We met in Canada and attended the Anglican Church in Scarborough, and we really liked it. We got married there and eventually moved to BC. And in BC, services are a little bit different, or at the time they were. We moved to Abbotsford, and it was a much, much bigger congregation, a much bigger church, and we both felt that it was a little bit newer and different to what we traditionally expected. I retired, Jillian retired. We came to Agassiz, and Jillian's first thought was, let's find a church to go to. And she doesn't drive, so I drove. I'm not going to just drop her off and go home. So I started coming in. And we really felt that in this particular parish, it had a history. It had 120 years, is it, of history in here. And it was just looking at the church designed as a traditional church. That is, with an aisle through the middle, congregation on the sides. It wasn't an auditorium. And immediately we felt that this was the place for us. This was our kind of church. And that has been absolutely proven by the welcome that we got from everybody here in the congregation. We immediately got to feel that we were a part of this church, this parish. And, of course, it does help that we have Dave here, who has been progressive and has enlightened us all, I think. Not just Jillian and I, but everybody in the way of God today. And that's me.
Thank you, Graham.
You're very welcome.
So we want to continue this. Next week on Palm Sunday, we're going to have a couple of more voices. And then the Sunday after Easter, you'll have to put up with my words on Easter. The Sunday after Easter, we'll invite others to come forward. And if you would like to volunteer, just see me or see Carol after church, and we'd be happy to have you come and share why you decided to come here. It's a sense of building community amongst us all. It's not sort of patting ourselves on the back, but a sense of understanding that God has called us to be here and why, and how we are living our lives with God within us in 2018 and going forward, to learn to be comfortable sharing a message, not just to ourselves, but to other people. People who have lost their way. People who have felt that God isn't relevant for them anymore. That we are working very hard to reimagine God in a way that people who are living in 2018 can appreciate and appropriate for themselves and share with others. It's a ministry and a vocation and a missionary effort from ourselves to the world, but we start with ourselves first. So as it says in the gospel today, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. And we are a community of service to God, to the world. Let us move on in peace. Amen.